Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. Right here in the operations area, this is Ken Graham. The official clock here on the wall at the Hurricane Center is 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock over Central Time. We have landfall. So Hurricane Barry has made landfall. The wind's already starting to lower a little bit, only 5 miles an hour, which changes nothing when it comes to the impacts back down to tropical storm force. But we got landfall, and that's, you know, we've been waiting on that for a while, and that is just really because it's just a slow movement of the storm. So here's the center, really slowly moving towards the north, and really the precipitation not even wrapping around this entire center. So, I mean, it's just interesting when you think about a hurricane and tropical storm. It's not exactly what we see when we look at a textbook version of this, but I can tell you the winds are there. We're hearing some damage in some of these areas, so that is incredible winds. And look at the rainfall. Some of that rain that we've been talking about that has been offshore has now moved into southeast Louisiana, both the south shore and north shore of Lake Pontchartrain. And look at some of these rain bands, just powerful storms moving even up as far as the Jackson, Mississippi area, Brandon, Mississippi. So that's going to keep pushing further north. So not just along the coast, but some heavy rain northward. And we've been also mentioning this area here, just these rain bands. I mean, all the storms moving rather quickly, but at the same time, if you really examine that, the entire morning, those same areas continue to get heavy rain, and that could lead to more problems. And really looking at the rest of Louisiana and some places on the north side, really not getting some of this rain yet, but they will. I mean, it is coming, and I'm going to try to adjust the satellite here to get you the latest information. That way we can really show this. All this moisture, it's moving north. And you're really going to start seeing that rainfall really happen around Louisiana. And it, just because it hasn't rained yet doesn't mean it's not going to. So the Baton Rouge area, portions around Lafayette, a lot of that rain is on the way. Here's our forecast. This is also the latest forecast that we have. These tropical storm force winds, it's just a large area right around the center of this thing and really well outside the cone. And even, you know, looking at the center, look how slow the movement is with time, just real slow movement. So we have plenty of time to get more of that rain. So that's what makes this so incredibly dangerous with time. And really at this stage, think about that moisture from the satellite. You really don't really want to look at the cone right now or even the forecast. It's just all that moisture continuing to stream northward and cause more problems when it comes to the flooding. And here is that forecast for the rainfall. And it is a lot of rain. There's been some adjustments back and forth, maybe 2 or 3 inches. But the bottom line, that's we're still expecting some spots of 10 to 15 inches of rain right around portions of Baton Rouge, just to the west of Lake Pontchartrain, and a large area of 6 to 10 inches of rain stretching portions of Louisiana up through Arkansas, Mississippi, even into Tennessee. So not just coastal, some problems well inland. And another issue that we've had is the storm surge. A lot of flooding associated with the storm surge. Still, water levels in some places are very high, 3 to 5 feet along the Mississippi coast, and even stretching through Lake Bourne into the Rigolets and Lake Pontchartrain, 3 to 5 feet. And the entire Louisiana coast, 3 to 6 feet of storm surge, elevated water. It takes time for that water to come down as long as we have that slow movement of the storm and the winds keep pushing that water inward. So we'll be keeping you updated on the latest from the storm right here at the National Hurricane Center.